All right, we have 5 minutes. We're up to mission and test. I'm gonna wait till 2 o'clock to start, as I promised. Sorry, test 5. In the meanwhile, though, while we are waiting, I might as well put on some nice waiting room music. If this ever loads. No, okay, so let's just wait in silence. All right. While we are waiting, today's morning is the commission of the Jewish Muslim of Ben Yitzchak, Chava Vashchaim, Yaakov Sviv and Avram Simcha, Yitzchak Ben Avram, Rav Aaron Ben Avram, all the other victims of COVID-19, all those in need of refuah, all those who, in honor of all those doctors, nurses, and all those who are doing so much fighting on the front lines, Klai Israel, Shavin Yitzchus, in honor of Sahal, in honor of the Medina, of course that machine actually come. And there's a curse. And in honor of, they're going to come for things, there's Jake Wyman, Ellen Iman, and Arya Pillman, and Morty Potter for all they do for sharing enjoyment and for making all these sheer and impossible, we thank you. This is in honor of you as well. And in honor, and this quest of refreshment for Aryatav Ben Ben Chana. Shammai Parakav Mishra Tafav. Shammai Omer Shammai Sakafitra Takakiva. Make a set time for learning Torah. Amar me'ap ase harbe. Say little, but do much. But do a lot. V'heven mekabal et kol ha'adam b'sefer panim yafot. And receive everyone with a smile on your face. As usual, we're going to go deep and we're going to break this down. Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Isaac Friedman. Some of you might know me as Yitzchak Friedman. Thank you all for tuning in, if anybody did. The beauty is, I don't know. So, Martinura says, Shahaya Ikar, the first one, Asitra Sechot Kiva, make a set time for Torah. Shahaya Ikar Eskof Biyom Uvavaila B'Torah. So that your main job, you should be doing work during the day and night should be Torah study, or set aside an hour. Make a time that 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's my first seder. I have a break then. 6 o'clock, okay. We'll learn so and so. You know, make a set time. Make a set time to learn Torah and stick to it. Masasi Kasev. And when you are sweating for study, when you're weary, you're tired, you don't want to learn. When you're weary from study, do work, and not that your main job be work. And when you are free from work, involve yourself in Torah. Going to read this in English. The Psukim, and the Bartender says he has found written such that, to mean that you are not strict on yourself and lenient on others, but rather your Torah should be fixed for yourself like for others. It should be the same for everybody. Like it says in the Apostle in Ezra, Ki Ezra hechem levavo v'drosh ha-Torah l'Hashem v'aso levno b'nei Yisrael. Since Ezra prepared his heart to teach Hashem's Torah and to learn it, and to teach B'nei Yisrael, Kamosh Echem Libo, also Kachayim Alami B'nei Yisrael. As he prepared his heart to do so, so too did he teach B'nei Yisrael. Well, the next thing, Amar Me'at Ba'asei Harbe, say little and do much, and do a lot. Let your actions speak for your words. Bartanur says, Kamosh V'sasa, Ba'avram Avinu Alav HaShalom, as we find by Avram Avinu Alav Alei HaShalom, Shamar Tzila, as it says in the Pasuk, Ba'echa Pasuk, I mean, I will get a little bread. And what did he do instead of giving a little bread? You are unmuted. How much do you guys know? Instead of giving a lot of bread, instead of giving a morsel of bread to the Malachim, the Malachim who visited Avram, what was given instead? I'll give you a hint. It's a delicacy, and it's the name of one of our body parts. No, it's no one else. now muted. Congratulations. The answer is, instead of giving them a little bit of bread, he took tender and good young chow and shafted three of them and served with tongue and mustard, which, by the way, if anyone has extra tongue and mustard and they don't know what to do with it, reach out to me after the share, after the chavura, I will be more than happy to take it or deliver it to Far Rockaway, whichever, but just a side note. Batanura continues on Mekavo at Koha Adam. Receive every person with a smile. I'm just going to read the English here. When you bring in guests to your home, do not give to them while your face is buried in the ground. Don't be like, oh, hi, and then walk away. Like, your face, like, anyone, if anyone who gives his, and his face is buried in the ground, he's upset. He's like, look at how the, don't be, why are you here? You know, you're taking two rooms for me. You know, I'm doing this for you as a favor. No. Then there's no point in doing the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah wasted. So what should we do? Rather, Shammai is telling us that even if he gave all the gifts in the world, it's counted as if he didn't give anything. Shammai is giving three warnings corresponding to the three warnings of Yirmiyahu. Which was that corresponding to the wise, Yirmiyahu said, make your Torah fixed. Corresponding to the wealthy, he said this to different types of people, say little and do much. Corresponding to the strong, he said, receive every person with a smile, but he should conquer his inclination to do bad and fight against his wave raw, his wicked heart, and we have one too with a mighty one. One who conquers your inclination, one who destroys his maisa, one who defeats his challenges. Avraham Avinu had 10 tests. Trust me, they were not easy. But he passed 10 tests. One of them involved Shechting his son. He was willing to shecht Yitzchak Avinu simply because Hashem told him to. That is amazing bitachon. I don't think anyone today could have such bitachon. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his Sefer Tzvirkei Avot, says on Asei Torsecha Keva, just going to read the English, as it says in Avos Rabbi Nachman, anyone who makes his Torah study primary and his work secondary is made primary in the world to come. And anyone that makes his Torah study secondary and his work for first is secondary to the world to come. Meaning, let's say you have a job. You know, everyone has to support the family. You know, everyone has a job. You know, that's the way of life. But Torah should still be on your mind. Torah should be constantly on your mind. And Torah should also be the first priority. Meaning, yes, we should be doing the word, we should be thinking. Okay, so I'm going to have an hour break. Is there a share I could listen to? Or is there something I could learn? Or, you know, I'll do Pirkei Avos or I'll, you know, set that up. Torah should be primary. This means to say that even if he did not do an affair, but he did not make Torah primary, even if he was fit to be in Gan Eden, instead of being in the first row of Gan Eden, he'll be somewhere in the back. He'll be in the cheat sheet. It's like going to a Met game And you're to we one time went into that game, and it was very cold, and we were sitting, up in Yenisei in like row 500, and I believe it was like section 523, and like row 30, like in the nosebleeds, like the top row. And because it was so cold, we were, and there was basically practically nobody in the 400s, we were told, you can move down a second, like I think it was like section 404. And that made a difference, even though yes, we were still high up, but it was cold, it was raining, we were all the way high up, and then Aliyah, Yerida, we went down. So through here, we should make our primary Torah, because if not, even if we didn't do an Aveir, instead of being in section, section 403, four sections out, row one, we may end up in section 503, row 50 in Gan Eden. I personally love that example. Say a little on too much, and that was my own example. That's not the example of the Rivinyona. I don't think Torah was around, baseball was around the Rivinyona. But that's a great way to explain it. The Rivinyona continues. Say a little and too much. When you promise your friend to do something for him, tell, say a little, say, okay, on it. And do a lot, but your actions speak for your words. And it is the way of hiding. We learned it from Avram. Like we said, the Bartanura said the same, let's take a morsel of bread, and instead he got tongue and mustard. Another example, the sailor don't do much. Our Avram learned it from word said, from Hashem, a promise with two letters, that it says, I will judge. Dan, a word which is written with two letters, stated. It was 27 words, which were the words of Ohanita Elokim Avah Lakafta Lo Gai Mikarav, etc., 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 etc. I'm not reading the full pasuk. Basically, or has any god ventured to go and take for himself one nation from the midst of another? And about this, Sadia Gaon VeChasadik LeBarachav said, if in promising our forefathers of two letters, he did for them so many miracles and wonders, with the salvation in our future. Greet us. Don't leave yet. We're not done. Don't worry. We're not done. So, about which have been written many pages of many manuscripts. Yirmiyahu talks about it. How much more so? Yirmiyahu talks about if we would have repented and did tshuva, the Beis HaMikdash would have not been destroyed. Our neshama knows this well, and a person should know and consider the fact, and to put into his heart that there will be a great reward for him because of the promises of Hashem. And we see that every person with a smile and a positive attitude. The Rainyona says that he should show them a happy face so that the spirit of creation, the Briyashaimam, find pleasure for them. Another example on receiving, he should distance himself from the trait of kas, from the trait of anger, to the very bad Nida. He should ask himself with the Nida of goodwill, with the Nida of. Well, Don, I want to use his mushroom. The meat of doing the Ratzon of Hashem and doing it for the sake of serving Hashem. Mishnah Gimel, we said, and Tidnah Shisocho said, serve your master, not for the sake, serve Hashem. Serve your, be like a servant to serve the master. We are servants to Hashem. Serve Hashem, not for the sake of reward. Don't expect us to be rabbi because we love Hashem. We want to serve Hashem because we love Him. And we know He cares for us and we're His chosen nation. And we want Mashiach. Let's be honest. There's so much going on right now. We need Mashiach. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why. We really want to connect us to hear that. Do you want to be liked? Like that which you don't like. If a person cannot accomplish that, the people of the world will like him if he does not forego his bad midas. And if he does not forego his desires for the sake of their wants, he must negate his will for the sake of the will of others. And with that, he will have many friends and guard himself from the injuries of people, as they will hate and seek to hurt one who shows them an angry face. The meat of cops is so disgusting and so avoidable. Yes, we have to do work, but put in the work, put in the effort. Do the work. When your hard work pays off, let's keep going. One more Mishnah. Why not? Tet Zion. Here we go. 6:16. Paragraph of Tet Zion, otherwise known as 1:16. The Gavriel Hayomer. Gavriel used to say, "I say, look, Rav, take yourself, Rebbe. We're not going to go in depth on this, given the time, but I'll briefly explain. The Soleikman of Safek. Avoid doubt, but I'll tell you the last thing you so do not do not measure by estimating, rather put in the work and measure. We will explain this next time. 9 o'clock, tune in. We're continuing the Ezrat Hashem. We'll be continuing the Nisan V'Kriyat Yom Tov series. And tomorrow morning, I think it's going to be at same time, 2 o'clock, at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I will probably be doing Pirkei Avos. I'm not sure if I will be available tomorrow. I'll let you guys know. Have a wonderful day. Mashiach Shagridas.